Okay, so thoughts on my mind now about the Haggadah. So I was just a few hours ago, I noticed that one of my very good friends from a very long time ago, Rabbi David Block, Yosef, did you have him? Did you have him in school? No, he left. He was okay. Anyways, so we were in Rambam together, and then we were roommates in YU. He posted on the Lairdhouse a very short article, a tefillah that he'd written, noticing that, and many people have drawn attention to this, that the halach ma'anya is going to be very strange to say this year, because we are not allowed by law to invite people into our Seder. From what I hear, Israel is planning on cracking down and specifically enforcing the laws on Seder night because of how many violations they expect to at least be attempted of violating this law on Seder night. So how exactly do we say, anyone who's hungry, come and eat? Well, yes, that's the reason, right? Is that we don't want people traveling around Seder night. I mean, even if you are still considered nuclear family, right? Because you're basically in two like adjacent apartments and have been sharing food. We don't know exactly how they're going to impose it, right? So technically, it doesn't violate the rules, but we don't know how they're going to enforce the rules on Seder night. So this is, made many people think about what you should do. So one direction which he took, and right, Et Shalom took as well, is to say that, look, the simple shot of anyone who's hungry should come and eat is exactly as it sounds. And therefore the proper approach this year is to acknowledge that we're in a not ideal situation. And they've both suggested tefillot that they wrote for this year. David, Rabbi Block, whatever. It's always hard when you're a rabbi, all your friends are rabbis. It makes it very difficult. Anyways, so he noted that he'd been thinking about this when he read Eliezer Berkovitz's book with God in Hell, where he notes that obviously lahavdil elef in the Shoah, some of the inmates in different camps had also made up a tefillah. Theirs, I'll read the right. This is the Holocaust version, which is very depressing. He has a obviously much more toned down version. Because as stressful as this is not that. The version that is recorded by Mordechai Eliav and his Ani Mamen is, for this is the one from the Holocaust, is Avinu shebashamayim hinei Amen. So theirs was, our Father in heaven, this is Berkovitz's translation, it is open and known before you that it is our will to do your will, to celebrate the festival of Pesach, making matzah, refraining from leavened bread. With aching hearts, we must realize that our slavery prevents us from such celebration. Since we find ourselves in a situation of sakanat nefashot, a danger to our lives, should we not eat this bread? Right? They were obviously in a much more extreme. They had to eat chametz. They said, we're prepared and ready to fulfill your commandment, and thou shalt live by them, by the commandments in the Torah, and not die by them. And we are warned by a warning, be very careful and guard your life. Therefore, we pray to you that you maintain us in life and hasten to redeem us, that we may observe your statutes and do your will and serve you with a perfect heart. Amen. So Rabbi Block had suggested a tefillah for this year, which is right inspired by that, which is Avinu shebashamayim hinei galui ve'adu lefanecha sh'rtzoneinu la'asot r'tzoncha v'lachol k'edecha z'pecha im k'elateinu v'shpachteinu v'chaveirinu. Right, Hashem, you know that we want to do Pesach with our community, our family, and our friends. L'tpalel l'saper t'yelatcha b'tzibor, and praise you, daven and praise you b'tzibor. L'saper t'yet mitzrayim b'sicha ben darit, to tell the story in an intergenerational conversation. L'tapel b'skeinim, l'achriz b'leiv shalem, to invite people to fulfill this line that anyone who's hungry come and eat. But we can't because of the magifa, because of the plague. And therefore, and he continues the same way, we are going to be mekayim the mitzvah of v'chai bohem, of protecting our life. Rabbi Et Shalom had also written a tefillah in this vein, right? He's right, and he wrote Halach Manya Dachlin B'Segiruta. This year that we re-eat the matzah in quarantine, essentially, like the mitzvah. Kol Diechvin Yeti Velo Eil. Anyone who's hungry, come, but you can't come in, right? Kol Ditzrach Yeti V'Yitzvach. Anyone who needs, well, you can scream. It's unfortunate, but Hashat Achal Shem Babakalad Yisrael. This year we're here, but next year we'll be with the community. Hashta B'Didi, this year we're alone. L'shan Abba B'Faras Yarabba, next year maybe be with a big community. On the rabbi, internal rabbi blog that we have for rabbanan.org for YU students, though they collected a few other makarot that are relevant, and they noted that another approach to this question is to reinterpret it. So, for example, the Ritva notes that in the time of the Pesach, you couldn't have invited anyone to eat because you had to be part of the Chabura. So if you weren't part of the Chabura, you weren't coming to the Seder. You couldn't invite on Seder night. So the Ritva therefore interprets this in a second interpretation, and he says it doesn't necessarily mean we're inviting people. What it's saying is, this isn't a literal invitation. What it's saying is, when we were slaves, we had barely any food. We couldn't invite anybody. But now we have so much food that we could invite people, essentially. Right? Meaning, it's not necessarily about inviting people. You can't invite people. But the point is that we have enough food. We could. It's an expression of freedom. So that's another perspective you could have on it. The Chok Yaakov, in his Perush on Shulchan Aruch, suggests that maybe this isn't meant for outside the family at all. You're actually inviting your family. Anyone in my family who's here, right? It's an invitation to the people at the table, essentially. You know, let's eat, let's enjoy together, which is obviously a perspective that can be quite resonant this year, because whoever's in the house, that's who's there. Another, maybe a sadder perspective, is from Rabbi Lazar Ashkenazi, who says that maybe this is actually, and this is similar to what I said about Chasal Sidur Pesach, maybe this is actually a kinah, meaning we say this not to make us happy, but to acknowledge that we're not in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, because in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, we couldn't invite anybody because you had to be part of the Chabura. And the fact that we can invite people in theory is itself already an expression that Beit HaMikdash is not here, and therefore you didn't have to prepare in advance with the Chabura. And that's what it means when we invite people. Now, from that perspective, this year as well, you can take it as a lament of sorts, right? Meaning double lament. Right, we could theoretically invite people, but this year we can't even do that. The Netziv in his Maaseh Nisim suggests another alternative, which is that maybe this is primarily an expression of simcha and faith in the future, which again, that type of thing could, now I'm running, but could also work for this. They also note here from the Kerem HaTzvi, a midrashic idea, that what we're really doing is Those who are needy look past the present and eat. And those who are dealing with various crises, I'm just reading from their summary, should come and skip over some of those worries on late at Leil HaSeder so they can enjoy. So it's not actually inviting people, but it's inviting people to enjoy the hopefulness of Pesach. So those are a few different possible perspectives on how to take halach ma'anya in a year when you can't actually invite people. Okay.